This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio with Peter Scoop Stanton. Mr. Yerkew cannot make it today. He had some business to take care of, but we have a very special guest. He is the criminal justice correspondent on The Political Cesspool. He has his own YouTube channel on YouTube called Downtown White Police. And he's a former co-host of Red 42 Radio. And he's a good friend. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jim Lancey on the line. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, what's up, Pete? You forgot to mention my biggest accomplishment, writing the book, Downtown White Police. Hello.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's also written the book, Downtown White Police, which is a real page-turner. I was able to complete it within a week.
It. You already blew the opportunity. Hey, good to be on with you, Pete. Of course, everybody listening, I don't know if they remember, we had our own little radio show together, Red 42. We had much better intro music than what you got now, so I'm a little biased.
Okay. From one British supergroup from the 60s and 70s to another British supergroup from the 60s and 70s. I can't be perfect. You know, I'm not going to take the our bumper music and intros from our last show to our current show. Actually, I did. Our very first show, I didn't get the bumper music out in time. So they played the intros to Red 42 on 7-5 Radio, but I wouldn't have it any other way. But anyways, let's get down to business. First, we want to remember the fallen officers. First, Investigator Timothy Dale Cole Sr., Comanche District Attorney's Office, Oklahoma, end of watch, August 4th. Police Officer Adam Edward Jobbers Miller, Fort Myers Police Department, Florida, end of watch, July 28th. Correction Officer Kyle Eng, Las Vegas Department of Public Safety, Division of Corrections, end of watch, July 19th. Police Officer Michael Mikulski, Milwaukee Police Department, Wisconsin, end of watch, July 25th. Trooper Tyler Edenhofer, Arizona Department of Public Safety, Arizona, end of watch, July 25th. And Deputy Jailer Randy Haddix, Cheyenne County Sheriff's Office, Nebraska, end of watch, July 9th, 2018. Jim, that's quite a bit of names on the Officer Down Memorial page. You think the rate of officers killed in line of duty is going up or down? We're about the same since
listen,
when...
I'm a former law enforcement officer. People know I work in dangerous areas. You know, I've been in every situation. But one thing I'd like to say, the statistics, they're, you know, however you want to look at them, I mean, they have been higher than they are now also. That doesn't make it a good situation. It just means that the job has always been dangerous, and it always will be. And That's why I did the YouTube channel. That's why I wrote the book. I tried to point out bad law enforcement practices and good law enforcement practices. And the job is inherently dangerous, and we always respect our fallen brother officers. And but as far as your question, is it worse? As far as statistics, no, it's not. It's about the same, and in some ways it's even gotten better. But again, it doesn't excuse what's going on and a disrespect for law enforcement. And, you know, I've written about that in my book. I mean, the statistics in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, more law enforcement officers per stats were being gunned down the line of duty. But like I said, it's still bad when it happens. Doesn't matter if it's 1 or 100. It's a bad thing.
Right, and it doesn't matter if it happened in 1978 or 2018 either. But
absolutely.
All right, Jim, let's move on to our first story, why we brought you on. Recently, Alex Jones made the news as his podcast was scrubbed from certain providers like Apple, Facebook, and Spotify. But this is only the tip of the iceberg, because you yourself and your channel has been pulled from YouTube. Why don't you tell the listeners why you were pulled from YouTube?
Well, according to them, I violated their hate speech, which we'll give your listeners a little bit of an idea of my channel. It was a small channel. I had no more than 6,000 subscribers, which to me was a big deal because, you know, it was something like, wow, 6,000 people subscribing to me. But here's a strange thing. Not only did I have 6,000 subscribers, but I also had many subscribers writing to me saying that they were unsubscribed constantly, thinking that I did it in the beginning. Of course, why would I unsubscribe a subscriber? YouTube's been messing with me right from the beginning. And I really don't understand that, because I'm a relative nobody in the YouTube scene. But I would see trends where as soon as the video comes out, I would get a relatively high amount of views, even though I was being shadow banned by YouTube. You know, you get 1,000 views in less than 24 hours. To me, that's something. I'd get over 100 and something comments. And then the next day, or after maybe 20 hours, everything dropped. Views would just trickle. And the comments would almost stop. So obviously, instead of increasing, it would always decrease. So they're messing around. Now, okay, let's get back to what you were saying, the Alex Joneses. It only really makes the news when InfoWars gets banned. Now, I have my views on InfoWars. I think some of their information could be very helpful, but I also think that it's a gatekeeping venue. They know more of the truth, and they're not going to tell you the complete truth. Channels like mine tell the freaking truth, no matter how ugly it is, no matter how it slaps people in the face. It was a real truth channel. And my commenters were very intelligent, and they would bring a lot more truth to the channel itself with their comments. So what I'm trying to say is YouTube took off. First of all, they started with the strikes. One of my strikes was simply reporting on the Nigerian migrant who killed that 18-year-old girl in Italy, and they ate her heart. So I just commented on that. Now, that made national news. Nobody got banned for that. So I got banned for hate speech because I think I said something like, God forbid these migrants stay in their own countries and make their own countries better places, rather than coming to the West, to civilized countries, and eating the hearts of 18-year-old girls. So that is considered hate speech by YouTube. And any other truth is considered hate speech. Now, you tell me, is that hate speech, or is that just hard-hitting truth? You know, it's one thing, Scoop, that we have to kind of control ourselves in what we say. And you're on FCC radio, and yes, we have to watch the language, but you still got to be able to tell the truth. Now I can understand. Now they don't care about using foul language on YouTube.
Hey, Jim, we're coming. Hey, Jim, we're coming on the first break. You want to stay over the next break to finish your point?
Yeah, I will.
All right, this is 7-5 Radio with Jim Lancia. I'm Peter Scoop Stanton. We'll be right back after these awesome messages.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back with 7-5 Radio. This is Peter Scoop Stanton, and our very special guest is political cesspool correspondent, author of Downtown White Police, and former co-host with yours truly on Red 42, Jim Lancia. Hey, Jim, what do you think of the bumper music so far?
It's not bad. You know, I when we had our show, I kept telling you to change it. You never did, so... That's all right.
Well, it takes a lot of work. I mean, you know, it was...
I don't like the head banging stuff, but that's okay. It's cool.
Well, that's right. I'm sure you... Listen, you probably listened to these songs in the patrol car in Bridgeport back in the day. Say, I remember that song. I remember this song. Besides, the Allman Brothers Band is not headbanging.
No, believe it or not, we used to listen to a lot of Motown. I know it probably dates us. Been in the 80s, too, a lot of Motown, some of the rock, you know, stuff like that, you know?
You like this one. My partner for 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerke, who's, you know, just like you, tough as nails, told me he used to hum the song Karma Chameleon from Culture Club. So I called him out on that. But, yeah, that's my exact same reaction.
Well, he's like, big enough to get away with that.
yeah, nobody's... No, yeah, I said over the air, not to his face, because, you know, I like all my limbs. But anyway, let's get back to you being banned on YouTube. Go ahead.
No. Okay, we got a little delay here. Okay, let me continue. I know I was yapping for a while, but it's the fact that what they're calling hate speech is not hate speech, it's truth. And again, they're not canceling all the channels that really have hate speech, like the Antifa channels that are actually talking about taking over the government and talking about violence. The Black Lives Matter channels that, you know, was very anti-white, anti-establishment. And some of these jihadi channels that talk about jihad and overturning our country, those channels are up. That's not hate speech. That's not a problem. It's just telling the truth. That's a problem. And you know, Scoop, I don't know if a lot of your listeners know, they have people actually using algorithms and looking at comments and all this stuff, and they're just attacking mostly right people on the right. And so it really is a censorship, and the government does have a hand in this. And it's the only way that they could truly stop the First Amendment is by monopolizing social media and then completely controlling it as a one-sided censorship. Go ahead.
Right. And, you know, it's the people that own the servers, they own the websites, they own, you know, whatever medium that we use, social media that we use, that says is what is hate speech, what is not hate speech. I remember after we interviewed Jared Taylor earlier this year, which is just an excellent interview because you called him on things that nobody has called him out on, called the clergy pie. You also did a clip on YouTube which expanded what exactly is a clergy plan, and you detail with like facts and, you know, dates and times and quotes. And it was not one word, not one foul word, no innuendo, no threats to anybody. Just you stated facts, and that was pulled. And it was just, that was absolutely shocking. That was the beginning and the end. Fast forward to current present time, our show's Red 42, that was pulled. Clips from the cesspool, or whole episodes of the cesspools are pulled from YouTube. Your whole channel's been pulled from YouTube. Other than salty language, you haven't said anything threatening, just stated the facts. And you go on YouTube, you go on Twitter, and they got beheadings going on. They got pictures of Kathy Griffin with a severed head of Donald Trump. You got that idiot Snoop Dogg making a video shooting President Trump. It's supposed to be shooting President Trump, but it's a guy in clown makeup with a you know, those fake revolvers, the flag that says bang on it. And also on YouTube, you have borderline pornography on YouTube. I mean, just leaves YouTube's leaving nothing in the imagination. But if you want to hear Jim Lancia talk the truth, or anybody else talk the truth, you know, you can't hear that anymore. And what that tells me is that we are winning. We are definitely winning, because nobody watches the network news anymore at 6:30. Nobody's watching cable news anymore, even Fox. I have issues with Fox. My biggest issue is that they did not offer Sean Bergen a position with the company. They have nothing but skirts working over at Fox now. And so nobody's watching CNN. Nobody's watching Fox News. Nobody's watching MSNBC anymore. So now, because with the internet age, everybody looks in their phone, what's going on? And so now Twitter and Facebook and YouTube realizing, oh, people are coming to us to spread the message, spread the word. So now they're shadow banning us. And also, Jim, I don't know if you know this, but you are also shadow banned on Twitter. There's a website, I forgot the name off the top of my head, to see if you or anybody else has been shadow banned. You've been shadow banned. Jim Edwards has been shadow banned. Colin Flaherty, which was a guest on Red 42, and the Suspel, he's been shadow banned. And also, people have just been kicked off for Twitter for certain things. Anthony Cumings was kicked off. Jared Taylor's been kicked off for telling the truth. And but anyways, another way we are winning is because, is that Facebook, doing with all their dirt, kicking people off, shadow banning people, tracking people, watching people, gathering data. Guess what? They're hemorrhaging money. Mark Zuckerberg himself is selling off shares of Facebook in the millions. And Twitter, they're starting to lose value too, because people are sick of it. And now Alex Jones, he was, you know, kicked off all these social media platforms. But we don't know why. We don't know what he said, because if he said, oh, we ought to kill black people, that'd be all over the evening news for weeks. But we don't know what he says, because half the stuff is just nonsense. You know, he's like a broken clock. He's right about two times a day. You know, I do listen to Alex Jones. He is entertaining, and he does make you think. He does make you do research, but we don't know what he said. But, you know, it's all over. All of it knows just Alex Jones is banned. Alex Jones has been banned. Well, guess what? People on this network, Liberty News Radio, has been banned But again, and now we decided to go to other platforms. You have things like Minds.com and Gab.ai, where it's Colin Flattery's out there. We're out there, 75 Radio on Gab. But guess what? Now that Gab has Alex Jones as a member or gabbing or whatever, Microsoft notified Gab and said that if you don't pull these two posts from Alex Jones, they're going to pull Azure, which is their, I guess, the cloud server, for violations of their...
Hold on. So then how are we winning? You see what I mean? Yes, we were making inroads. We used social media to overturn the lies of the legacy media, of the mainstream media. That's when we were winning. But look at the assault that they've just made. And it's not just now. It seems like it's an all-out assault now, but it was a steady assault that was started years ago. And at least with me, I've been doing the YouTube thing for maybe not even 2 years, and they started almost from the beginning doing it to me. So we're not winning. I'm telling you right now, we may have the numbers, but they got the power. That's the problem. They own the mainstream media. They own social media, even alternative media. So... And they got the money to buy out all the medias that a lot of the guys are going to now, like BitChute and Gab or whatever the heck that stuff is, which I don't even know how to get on there. So they can buy that stuff out. They're monopolizing. I thought we had antitrust laws that stop monopolies. You cannot monopolize free speech, and that's what they've done. So I don't think they're winning, but I do know that we could win.
All right, Jeb, you want to stay on the other side of the break?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back to 7-5 Radio. Jim, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, we were talking about how we are winning. Well, before we went to our awesome bumper break with the Doors and then back to Black Sabbath, you were saying we're losing because the social media websites, the internet, YouTube, whoever, keeps pulling us off. But here's the thing, Jim. First of all, when you go to Trump rallies, the people at Trump rallies yell CNN suck. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Wait
a minute. Listen, Pete. What? That's fine. That's all fine and good. But we cannot expect or just rely on Trump rallies to hear the things that we want to hear. You understand?
Right.
Because you're not getting the full truth there either. But listen to me. I'm not saying we lost. I'm saying we're not winning like you think. We were beginning to gain ground. We had the social media as an alternative, and that became the big breaker. That red-pilled many people, including me. So, but they're assaulting it now. You understand? So until we have many major sources of media that where we can speak without being censored and tell the truth, then we're never going to gain anything, because you know what? They're going to get us right back into that lull of being stupid and uninformed, because we're going to have to rely on basically Fox News for the truth. And if that doesn't sound stupid, then you're stupid. Listen, man, I'm the kind of guy to tell the truth. I'm the kind of guy that if your girlfriend tells you, oh, do I look fat in this dress? I'm going to say, if she says the dress makes me look fat, I'm going to say, no, it's not the dress that makes you look fat. It's your fat ass that makes you look fat. And, you know, and I'll take whatever you get from that. The thing, can you say that on this radio? Yeah, ass is okay. So basically, you tell the truth and you take whatever you got to take. But you can't have it both ways. You can't have complete lies by the mainstream media and then lies light by places like Fox News. And that's what they want. They really want you to steer you in the direction that they want. Now, listen, you know what I think about Trump. I like some things that he's doing superficially, but I don't trust him or anybody else in politics. So it's really a dangerous, slippery slope to just put all your trust in a person that we don't know for sure is completely doing the right thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, I understand, but Jim, you freak about one major medium that we own, lock, stock, and barrel. It's the one we're talking on right now, radio, predominantly AM radio, and now FM radio. You know, luckily with
that's fine, but you know what? You got to pay for that. You need sponsors. Plus, we're not all elites like you that have the money to fork out for a freaking radio show. So being like you, I mean, we're like the poor slubs of America, you know? We can't all be like you, you know?
Like I told the listeners before in this show, I got to drive for Uber now to meet my bills. And in fact, we'll be going to a podcast pretty soon, because one of us on this line is a little bit short this month or this quarter. But forget my radio endeavors. But we own AM radio, lock, stock, and barrel, because most of the people going to and from work, AM drive time, PM drive time, guess what? They're listening to talk radio. You know, Rush Limbaugh just celebrated 30 years on the air. So look at everybody that came out behind, or actually, let's look at everybody that came before Rush Limbaugh. In New York, you had Bob Grant, who's the king of talk radio. Then Rush Limbaugh came out and, you know, copied his idea. It wasn't as dirty, wasn't as awake.
Can I interject here? I'm sorry. I don't interject. I know it's your show. I gotta say something. It's like Rush Limbaugh is fine, but he's still not 100%.
Right. Okay. That's fine. But then you go.
I mean, but right. The thing is, wait a minute. You're talking about giants. Right. And then again, we start relying on guys like Rush Limbaugh and who else.
But Jim. You know, years ago when he first came out and I was, you know, much younger, I thought, wow, this guy's great. And then I started listening to Bob Grant. I was like, wow. And then you got fast forward. You had Sean Hannity come out. He was okay, you know. But then you had guys like Michael Savage come out.
To me, knowing the truth, they're disingenuous, okay? Listen, let me tell you something. If you know 100% of the truth and you're only telling 90% of it, you're just as bad of a liar, maybe worse, because at least we could pick the freaking total liars out. But when you subtly tell the truth and then don't tell everybody what's really going on, you're worse. So that's how I look at guys like Rush Limbaugh and stuff, because they're too political. It's all about Republican or Democrat. I'm not into that crap. You look at some of my videos, I told you, don't label yourself a Republican. You're only as good as the worst Republican or the worst Democrat if you label yourself. I don't care about the word capitalism, socialism, communism, fascism. I don't want to hear that because guess what? We're American. We never even use the word capital. You think the American Revolution was fought for capitalism? Capitalism is just as corrupted and just as bad as communism. It really is. What is capitalism? Go out, get a job, make money, pay your bills, try to make the best life. There you go. But that's not capitalism. That people have been doing that since the Roman Empire. You get a job, you pay for your stuff. That's all. I mean, see, it's getting labeled that is culling people, that is leading people into these herds and packs. And let me tell you something, the left can control the right, too. This so-called right, the Unite the Right rally that's coming up, who did the first one? That guy Kessler. That guy worked for CNN. He was an Obama guy. And then all of a sudden, in one year, he changes his mind and becomes a Trump supporter and leads all these guys into an ambush over there. You got to realize that. They control. That's the best way to lead is control the opposition. You know that.
Right. Now, let's go back to talk radio real quick. Now, Michael Savage, who is, you know, born Jewish, has Christian leanings. He actually defended white people, and he defended Christians. And he was invited to the White House. You know, believe it or not, he has the ear of President Trump. And he said to himself, you know what, if he does 25-30% of what, you know, I tell him or I suggest to him, you know, we're ahead of the, you know, we're doing pretty good. I mean, that's not too bad. But anyways, that's why we have Liberty News Radio, because we say just about anything we want. When we want, as long as we, you know, don't curse or make threats to people. But, you know, that's my opinion. In terms of Unite the Right.
No, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to say the world is basically set up with different people who know different things. It's like even in law enforcement. You could take a guy that works in some country town, and again, all law enforcement is dangerous and all guys do their job, but you can't compare some bumpkin town to working in the inner city of the projects where I would work, or some New York City or Chicago. You can't compare the experience or the knowledge of policing on somebody like that, even though they're in the same profession, and even they have more time on the job. So there's levels of knowledge and truth and experience, and we're not getting the 100% truth. My channel was 100% truth, and I had people from all over the world that were, you know, putting in and red pilling and talking about things and exposing things in a whole different way. That's what they're afraid of. So basically, to mess with a small channel like mine right from the beginning is weird, and I think they're afraid of something. You know, they're afraid of waking up people. And certain people waking them up, you know?
Right.
And I never monetized my channel. I never monetized it. So even though I wouldn't have made much, I don't care. I purposely didn't monetize it.
Right. But, Jim, if you were like some dumb Klansmen, and you said, oh, you know, we need to be get rid of the blacks and the Hispanics and the Jews and this and other thing, they let you flourish. But since you didn't say that and you just came up with facts and the history and the truth, and even though you had 5,000-6,000 people, you scared them. So, you know, you
that's the whole point.
You were making a difference.
That's the point. They leave the channels on that truly spew hate. There's no doubt about it. I mean, go look at it. Look, whether they're Muslim channels or Antifa or whatever, any anti-white bashing, like that Chinese person that got hired by the New York Times, she could make tweets about, you know, F all white people, F cops, F you know, the white race. And yet she gets hired. And you know, and Roseanne Barr, who I don't give a crap about either, can make a joke, who she's a comedian, about that thing that looks like Planet of the Apes, which she does look like the Planet of the Apes.
Hey, Jim, we're coming on last break. You want to stick around, or are you going to call it a day, sir?
Do you want me to come back?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll come back.
All right, we'll talk about Unite the Right.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades, because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
This is 7-5 Radio with Scoop Stanton and our very special guest, Jim Lancia. Jim was only going to come out for one segment, but he decided to stay through the whole show. But folks, listen, we're under attack. We need your help. If you have a product or service you want to sponsor on this awesome show, awesome network, please give us a give us a shout out, go to libertyradiosales@gmail.com. Libertyradiosales@gmail.com. We are the biggest, we're the best, and we're the cheapest. Jim, you miss doing Red 42?
Sometimes. I guess, you know, I haven't done a video since I've been knocked off. So, yeah, it's kind of good to talk. I guess that's the reason why I did it. I wanted to promote my book in the beginning because my book is filled with blatant truth. And then the YouTube channel just gave me a little platform. Even I thought of maybe, hey, if 100 people listen to me, it's a good thing. And then I had thousands, sometimes 50,000. So it was good. It was like, wow, people are going to hear the truth. And I had very little negativity, believe it or not. Even when I spoke of volatile issues like race, I even had some blacks and even Hispanics admitting I was right. So I was touching the right nerve, because in order to make anything happen, you cannot excuse one wrong to make a right. You understand? So we are in a really messed up situation. And let me tell you something. It's good that we've awakened a lot of people, but if those people aren't fully awakened, it's not going to make a difference, because the bad guys are going to lead them wherever they want. Even if, like guys like Alex Jones, again, he never wanted to call out the Zionist control, which is so prevalent. And look, he still gets banned. So it leads me to believe that either he was, it doesn't matter if you kowtow to the Zionists, and they'll still ban you if you tell a little bit of truth, or this is something that is set up. It could be orchestrated. I don't know. Maybe to make him look like a truth teller, he's banned. Oh, my goodness. Look, they banned Alex Jones. He must have been telling 100% of the truth. I don't know. Right, listen, right, man, we're awoke. And once I'm awake, I don't go back to sleep. So that's just where I am right now.
Right, right. Folks, you got to read Downtown White Police. Go to Amazon.
You're laughing at me. Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm not laughing at you.
The thing about you, Scoop, and I'm going to say something. I'm going to be very blunt. You're awakened. You're a good American man. But you know the truth. Yet, I think you still want to go back to the soft words and the, yay, America's going to get great again. And that's the thing that I think we have a difference between. I think you're willing to listen to the political bullshit again to make it seem like there's a status quo.
Language, sir.
Get back there.
Huh? Language. Language.
Oh, did I say that? What did I say?
Oh, yeah, you did. You said Bravo Sierra.
All right, you got to X that out. Whatever.
All right. I see, that's one difference between... That's the difference between your YouTube channel and us. You know, we have some self-control.
I get it. I got it. Yeah. All right.
But anyways, Jim, this Sunday here in D.C. is the Unite the Right rally at Lafayette Park, which is right near the White House. They're going to meet at the Vienna Metro Station, and they're going to take the train into town and have the little rally. They got permission from the Parks Authority. But let me read you a quick list of some of the law enforcement agencies involved. U.S. Park Police, the District of Columbia Metropolitan Police Department, or MPD, U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division, FBI Police, Metro Transit Police, Virginia State Police, Fairfax County Police, and Arlington County Police. Not to mention, I'm sure FBI and Homeland Security will be looking out. Jim, you think it's going to be another setup?
Well, that's the thing. You can have all law enforcement you want, but if you're going to have the Charlottesville Police Department and Virginia State Police do what they did at the Virginia rally, which was completely set up ambushes and not do their job to separate the counter protesters, then you're going to get the same thing. Okay, now that whole thing in Virginia was a complete debacle, and it was, you know, you have a left leaning government there in Charlottesville, and they created that mess.
And
you cannot
the Commonwealth of Virginia too.
Exactly. You cannot allow Antifa and Black Lives Matter to beat the crap out of people and then just shut everything down because they disrupt everything. I mean, this is no way to allow things. And the police department, and I've done videos on this, And so the police departments are actually being used by goons for goon squads by these left, really radical left governments in towns and certain states. So that's a new trend, and that's bad, okay? But is it going to happen again? I don't know. The thing is I know that one was set up badly.
Right. But, Jim, let's look at history real quick. Back in January of 2017, you had the Trump inauguration, and they brought in cops from all over the country. They brought in military people from all over to provide security. And guess what happened? Trump supporters, they were beaten, they were assaulted, and the city let the people run roughshod, Antifa run roughshod all over these people. And it was Bikers for Trump, you know, ordinary citizens, they actually stood up and protected these vulnerable people. So I predict there's going to be another disaster. If you remember last time,
Scoop, listen.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm trying to say. You can have 100 law enforcement agencies there. If they're being told to stand down, then it doesn't make a difference. What they want to do, and there may not, maybe nothing will happen in this next one, but I hope not. But if law enforcement agencies are told to stand down and allow the left to beat up on the right, then that's the end of free speech in this country.
Right.
And here's another thing: you can't shut down free speech because the opposition is going to cause violence. So this is how they win. This is how they win. And this is why. Even with Trump in there, even with this resurgence of the right, I think we're losing so many more rights now than even under Obama, because under Obama, the right was united, whereas now we're not as united as we were under when we knew that Obama was the bad guy.
Right, right, because you got people saying Trump's a good guy. You got people saying he's a sort of good guy. You got people on the right saying Trump's a bad guy.
Trump says a lot of good things. He does a lot of good things. So let me get that out there. But there's a lot of things that are very fishy. This whole Mueller thing, allowing it, not getting rid of all the Obama holdovers, like Rosenstein and all these, you know, getting rid of these people. He could have got rid of them without any intrigue in the beginning. But he kept these people in there in his Department of Justice. And what do you expect now? All the people he hired and fired. His bombing of Syria twice on dubious false evidence, and getting us into these wars and doing things that he said he wouldn't do on the campaign trail. So I don't care. That's the problem with Americans. They forget about what was said on the campaign trail, and these politicians know that. So they just say, oh, well, I'll say all the best things, and then I'm going to do the opposite, and nobody's going to care because we're idiots. That's why. That's what bothers me. That's why I don't want to get lulled into this Yay, Trump thing. Hey, if he does good for America, good for him. That's what he should do because that's what he ran on. It's not some wonderful thing. That's what he's supposed to do. Well, you know,
he's
we
doing
need
his job.
Like, oh, my God, a president that actually wants to help our country? You see where we've sunk to? Yes, any president who's elected, Democrat or Republican, should make the country great. But that's not what we're getting.
Right, because look at the two Bushes, two Republicans, Bush and Bush. And, you know, they just raised taxes and got us further into debt, and we have nothing to show for it. And then, you know, with that $1 trillion war in Iraq, it did absolutely nothing. That was on, again, false pretenses. But anyways,
there's still 21 trillion missing from the Defense Department and HUD. Now Trump actually made that public, and he's launching an audit. But 21 trillion, not to mention, why didn't Trump allow us to see the full Kennedy files? He said he was going to do it. Now he's protecting certain people that are involved in the assassination of a president. Why would he hold that back? You understand what I'm saying? That Trump is not 100% transparent.
Well, maybe the deep state got to him and says, all right, listen, you're gonna release the Kennedy.
If the deep state can get to the president, then don't put too much of your hope into the president. That's the thing. We are in a real big problem right now. The deep state does control this country right now. And if they have something on the president that can can control him and still lead this country into a dangerous path, then we are in a broken arrow situation. You understand?
Right. All right, Jim. That's all the time we have today. Thanks for coming back on. It's just like a rehash of Red 42, but this is Red, correction, 75 Radio, 75 Radio, that's 7, then the number 5, radio, .org. Check us out. Also, please consider sponsoring Liberty News Radio. This is the last home for free speech. And check out Jim's book, Downtown White Police, on Amazon. It's a great read. Jim, thank you very much for spending the whole hour with us. We didn't get through half the stuff I wanted to get through. But anyways, this is Pete Stanton for Walter Yerke on 75 Radio. Stay safe, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.